This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Bodies of 16 people recovered from wreckage of Tara aircraft in Mustang. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba pledges to prevent discrimination against women and Ukrainian President Zelensky makes first frontline trip to Kharkiv. Now the news in detail. The bodies of 16 persons have been found at the site at Sanusare, Thasang Rural Municipality 2 of Mustang District, where a Tara airplane crashed on Sunday. The District Administration Office Mustang said the security personnel and locals who reached the crash site found 16 bodies until 10:30 a.m. The team of army and police personnel and Sherpas who reached the crash site by helicopter and the locals who reached via the land route are retrieving the bodies and searching for the missing ones. A contingent of about 100 security personnel has reached close to the crash site, which is at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters from the mean sea level. Administrative officer Devendraj Pandey said sending additional security personnel and bringing the bodies back by helicopter has been difficult due to the fog cover at the crash site. There is a plan of bringing the bodies to Kobang by helicopter after search and rescue and the retrieved bodies are identified. Chief District Officer Mustang Netra Prasad Sarma said a helicopter, each of the Nepal Army, Fistelier and Kailasier had been mobilized for this search. The twin otter aircraft of Tara Air with 22 people, including three crew members on board, took off at 9:55 a.m. from Pokhara for Jomsom and lost contact with the air control in Jomsom at 10:07 a.m. According to Tara Air, the passengers included 13 Nepali people, 4 Indian and 2 Germans. Tara Air has said that it felt immense pain to inform that its twin otter was found crashed today at Sanusare cliff of Thasang Rural Municipality 2 in Mustang. Issuing a press statement, the airlines company said that it was shocked to say that the wreckages of the missing plane were found at an altitude of 14,500 feet. As the company said, the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal's Search and Rescue Coordination Committee continued search were carried out for the aircraft despite adverse weather and a challenging topography, and a team of security force has now reached the accident site to undertake further required efforts. The 4th National Women's Rights Day is being marked across the country today with the slogan, Respect Women, Identify Marker of a Civilized Society. President Bidari Bhandari has called for collective action from all quarters to achieve national prosperity, including social justice through economic empowerment of women and increasing their participation in the policy and decision-making process. On the occasion of 4th National Women's Rights Day today, President Bhandari has wished all Nepali women peace, prosperity and happiness. Bhandari expressed her concern that women were still lagging behind socially, culturally, educationally, politically and economically due to age-old thinking prevailing in our society. The president further said that there were still challenges in terms of implementation of the women's rights ensured by the Constitution of Nepal and laws, stating that women's participation was increasing gradually in the state organs and public sector following the constitutional and legal provisions, as well as awareness drive achieved after various movements and social sensitization for gender equality. She urged state organs and political parties to pay special attention to implement the constitutional provision of at least 1/3 representation of women in all state apparatus. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has expressed the government's commitment for overall uplift and development of women by checking all types of possible discrimination against women. In a message of best wishes on the National Women's Rights Day today, he said the law has made any incident of exploitation and violence against women punishable. Prime Minister Deuba has extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad, women's rights activists and individuals and institutions pitching for women's rights rights on this same occasion. The Prime Minister noted that women's representation and participation have invariably increased in political and administrative sectors. Now, as a result of policy, legal, structural and procedural reforms made by the state side for gender equality, justice and women development. The message noted that the government has been adopting the policy of zero tolerance to gender-based discrimination. He expressed a firm commitment to implement the policy in a further effective manner. The National Examinations Board has commenced this year's grade 12 examinations across the country. Due to all pervasive effects of COVID-19 pandemic during the last 2 years, the online arrangement was made to send the questions to the home centers of students. The same arrangement has been adopted this year as well. The board has called for all stakeholders and citizens to help conduct the examination in a peaceful, dignified and well-managed manner. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to take place at a few places of Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places of rest of the provinces. Likewise, there will be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Chances remain for light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at few places of Madhya Province and light rain or thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. As the division said, the country currently witnesses the influence of local winds, a low pressure area remaining near Bihar of Uttar Pradesh, India, and the westerly winds and the impact of this weather pattern is likely to continue for more few days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited troops in the Kharkiv region on the country's battered eastern front line. It was his first official trip outside the Kyiv region since the Russian invasion began on 24th of February. He was pictured in a bulletproof vest surveying ruins in Kharkiv city. Zelensky told soldiers, "I want to thank each of you for your service." Later, he sacked the local security chief for not defending the city. Russia has resumed shelling Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, in recent days after a fortnight of comparative quiet. Authorities in Shanghai have announced that some COVID-19 lockdown measures imposed on businesses will be lifted from Wednesday. Plans have also been introduced to support the city's economy, which has been hit hard by the restrictions. The commercial center has been under a strict lockdown for almost 2 months. Meanwhile, China's capital Beijing has reopened parts of its public transport system as well as some shopping malls and other venues as infections ease. The announcement in Shanghai came as official figures showed on Sunday that new daily coronavirus cases fell to 122 from 170 over the previous 24 hours. The U.S. Department of Justice says it will investigate the police response to last week's mass shooting at a school in Uvalde, Texas, which killed 19 children and 2 teachers. Public anger is growing after it emerged that officers waited in the hallway as children trapped with a shooter made desperate 911 calls. In Uvalde, President Joe Biden met the victims' families on Sunday. He also met survivors and first responders. First Lady Jill Biden, herself a teacher, accompanied the president to a memorial at Robb Elementary School. The U.S. has now surpassed 200 mass shootings since the beginning of 2022. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. bodies of 16 people recovered from wreckage of Tara aircraft in Mustang. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba pledges to prevent discrimination against women, and Ukrainian President Zelensky makes first frontline trip to Kharkiv. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.